me begin by thanking you for your prayers and support for the trip I just came back.
首先我谢谢大家为大家的祷告和支持，因为我刚刚从这次的宣教，这次的外出的讲课。
Combined two trips into one, which saved quite a bit of flying, so that was nice.
所以这次呢，其实是把两个行程合到一起，所以我们就不用飞那么多。
And a wonderful group in Kenya of church planters.
然后是在肯尼亚呢，是一些职堂的牧师。
None of whom had had any kind of training before at all.
然后这些职堂的这些牧师，他们在之前从来没有任何的培训。
People in the rural area of western Kenya.
他们是住在这个西肯尼亚的这些比较遥远的乡村的山里边。
Most of them came to know Jesus through some evangelist.
他们认识主是因为以前有这些传道者去跟他们讲传讲福音。
And did not have a church in their community, so they started one.
他们社区呢没有基督徒，所以他们自己就开始建立开始一个教会。
And God has been helping them, but they were so excited to get some training.
神帮助他们，他们也非常的兴奋，就是他们能有一些培训。
For most of them, the books that we took to them were the first time they'd ever had any books, religious books other than the Bible in their own language.
所以呢，我们带过去这些书，对于他们很多人来讲，这是他们第一次呢，除了圣经之外，他们有他们自己语言圣经。
Had a wonderful time with that group. And then in Rwanda, the church is in a very difficult time.
然后我们到了卢旺达，那现在教会是在一个很艰难的处境里边。
The surface problem is in the last 2 months, 9,000 churches have been closed by the government.
这个表面上的问题是在过去两个月之内，政府关闭了9000多家教会教堂。
But the more I talk to the pastors, the more I realize that's just kind of the surface problem.
然后呢，我跟这些牧师们、牧者们越谈呢，我就知道说这个其实只是表面上的问题。
Some of you will remember that 30 years ago this summer was the terrible genocide in Rwanda.
如果你知道。 30年前的这个夏天呢，就是这个卢旺达的大屠杀，就是整个一个种族屠杀。And
the church is still dealing with the aftermath of that.
然后这个教会还在处理那时候的这个种族屠杀所带来的这个后遗症，这个影响。Only
2% of the people in Rwanda are over the age of 65.
在卢旺达，他们的人口只有不到2%的人口，他们的年龄是超过65岁的。
And two-thirds of the country are under 35.
然后这个人口的三分之二的年纪都不到三十五岁。
And so one of the young pastors told me, said, "We young pastors, we have no one to look up to train us. No examples to follow."
所以这个年轻的牧师就说，一个年轻的牧师，我们没有一个可以让我们可以仰望，就是可以一个榜样。 也没有说谁可以仰望怎样帮助。
And so they
也没有人训练他们。
Are very hungry for help.
所以他们对这个帮助的非常的渴慕。
So thank you for your help in that trip.
所以非常感谢大家的支持和祷告。
Last month I talked to you about discipling our children.
上个月呢，我讲到了就是要就是。
I did not intend that as a series.
我没有把这个想讲成一个系列。
But after the message, several people over the next couple days either texted or I talked to them and they said, "What if our children are already grown?"
所以在这个信息之后的几天呢，有人或者跟我谈，或者给我发信息，就说那我们的孩子都长大了，该怎么办呢？
You talked about what to do with our children at home.
你讲了就说孩子还在家，我们该怎么办？
But my children are grown. Is there anything I can do?
我的孩子已经长大了，那我还能做什么呢？
And so this morning I want to speak especially to you parents whose children are grown or nearly grown.
所以我今天的信息又特别的对以孩子已经长大或者马上就要离开家的这些成年孩子的父母来讲。
Because when our children are grown, we can't do what we read last month in Deuteronomy 6.
因为我们的孩子长大，我们就不能像上一次我们所讲的，做那个生命记第六章的那个。
We can't gather them around the table each evening and tell them what God has done in our life because they're not at our table.
我们不能再把他们聚集在晚餐桌上，对他们讲述说神在我们生命中所行的事，因为我们的孩子都不在家了。
And so if our adult children are not living as believers, we may be tempted to feel like I missed my chance and there's nothing I can do now.
如果我们的孩子现在他们长大了，也没有信主，我们可能会心里说，哎呀，我已经失去了这个机会，我现在好像什么也做不了。
But this morning, I want to give you hope that it's not too late.
我今天早上想给大家带来的信息是盼望。
Even if your children are grown and are far away,
即使你的孩子已经长大了，住的也离你很远，
you still can influence them for God.
你仍然可以为了神来影响他们。
Now, as I worked on this, I always struggle with a message that is geared towards one particular group of people.
然后我在准备这个信息的时候，我知道说，其实这个信息专门针对一群人来讲，对我来讲是有点挣扎的。
Because I know that if I'm at a conference and someone announces they're speaking on how to take good care of your hair, I know, well, this doesn't apply to me.
如果比如说我在一个特会上，如果特会的主题就是说怎么样来让你有一个浓密茂盛的头发，那我知道这个主题跟我不相关。But
all of us have family members.
但是我们都有家庭的亲戚或者成员。Some
of you have older parents who are not believers.
我们也有比如说我们年迈的不信主的父母。And
so I'm talking especially specifically to parents whose children are grown.
所以虽然我在讲的是对成年的已经成年的孩子的父母。But
much of this also speaks to other relationships where you are not the authority who can control a person.
所以呢，同时呢，我们其实也在讲，针对我们自己，你在这个关系中呢，你不是这个权柄。We're
looking at the parable of the prodigal son.
今天我们要看的是浪子的比喻。I've
preached about this parable before, talking about the two brothers.
然后我以前其实以这个浪子的比喻讲过一次，是讲到这两个兄弟。But
this morning I want to focus on the father's response to his younger son.
我今天是想要专注在这个
And before we begin, I want you to think for a moment how you would respond in this situation.
但是在我开始之前，我首先让大家想象一下，在这样的情况下，你会怎么反应？你会怎么回应？
Put yourself in the story.
你把自己带入到那个故事当中。
Your child leaves home.
你孩子离开家了。
Essentially, he disowned you.
其实呢，更确切的说，他就是跟你断绝关系了。I
don't care what you think.
不管你怎么想。I'm
my own boss now.
那孩子说，我现在是我自己，我的人生我自己做主。I
don't want your religion.
我才不想要你的信仰，你的宗教呢。I
don't want your rules.
我也不想你管我。Just
leave me alone.
就放开我，让我自己过我想过的生活。He
goes away.
然后这孩子就走了。He
lives a shameful life that dishonors your family.
他就是过一个让家族名声蒙羞的、令人耻辱的生活。And
then he comes home asking for help.
然后他现在回家了，寻求帮助。How
would you respond?
那你怎么回？你会怎么反应呢？
Would you say?
你会说？
You made your decisions.
你已经做了决定，做了选择了。
Time to live with them.
你现在就得承担这个后果。Get
out.
走，难听一点就滚出去。Or
more likely,
或者更可能的是,
you would say, okay, you can come back.
你回来吧。But
about once a month,
但是可能一个月一次,
you would say something like this.
你可能就这么说两句。
You really, really hurt me.
你知道吗? 你过去那样做真的是让我很伤心。I
don't want you to forget what you did.
你别忘了你过去对我做了什么。
Now, those are very natural responses.
这些都是非常自然的反应。
When our children reject us, it hurts.
当我们的孩子这样子来拒绝我们的时候，真的心里很是很痛的。
When their behavior shames us, it's natural to react.
当他们带来那个行为不端，让我们觉得很羞愧的时候，在人面前抬起头来的时候，这是一个很自然的反应。
Those reactions are natural.
我们的这些反应是很自然的，有这样的想法。
But they will not bring our prodigal son or daughter back to God.
但是这样的没有办法让我们这个浪荡的儿子或者女儿回到神面前。
You see, we can win an emotional battle with our child.
所以我们可以在这个情绪上的征战上，也许我们可以得胜。
We can gain the satisfaction of knowing, well, I didn't let them take advantage of me again.
我们也可以有一种满足，就是说，看我这次没让他再利用我。
But in winning that battle,
但是当我们赢得这个征战的或者这种辩论的时候，
we lose the opportunity to win our child to Jesus.
但是我们却失去了把我们孩子引向耶稣的机会。
So the father in this story shows us three simple things that we can do to influence our adult children for God.
所以呢，在这个故事里边，这个父亲向我们显示了，我们可以做三样简单的事情来影响我们的成年孩子归向神。
And I want to say what I said last month.
我想去说我上次所说的。
I have no interest in adding more guilt to any guilt you may feel.
我不是想。我没有任何的意愿想增加大家，如果你已经很愧疚，来再加强你的愧疚感。
I did not bring a hammer to hit you over the head with.
我不是拿着锤子来砸你的头。
And I'm not going to yell.
我也不会对你喊。
I want to give you hope.
我期望的是带给大家盼望。
That even when our children seem to be running far from God.
就算我们的孩子看着，哎呀，离神跑得好远。
There is hope.
仍然有盼望。
Luke chapter 15.
路加福音十五章。
Jesus said.
耶稣又说。
There was a man who had two sons.
一个人有两个儿子。
The younger of them said to his father.
小儿子对父亲说。
Father, give me the share of property that is coming to me.
请你，把我应得的家业分给我。
Dad, I don't want to wait till you're dead.
爸爸，我不想等我等了你死了之后再领家业。
Let me have it now.
现在就给我。
And he divided his property between them.
他父亲就把产业分给他们。
This son is probably in his late teens or early twenties.
这个孩子有可能是在他的青少年期的后期，或者是20岁刚出头，年轻。
In that culture, he is still a part of his father's responsibility until he's married.
在那个文化里边，他仍然是他的父亲，他仍然是他父亲，就是他父亲的在继承他的父亲，只有到他结婚以后，他才是独立的。
He takes his inheritance.
然后他就带着他的家业。
Leaves home in a very disrespectful and hurtful way.
他就是以一个非常不尊重的一个伤害人的方式离开了家。
And he wastes everything on wild parties.
他就在那里任意放荡，浪费资财。
When he's hungry,
当他饿的时候
he decides to go home.
当他就决定要回家了，是不是？
He's going to go home and say, Dad, would you give me a job as a servant?
他给爸爸说，爸爸，你给我一个工作，让我把我当成你的雇工。
But I think deep inside, this son knows that his father still loves him.
但是在这个孩子的内心深处，他知道爸爸仍然爱他。
I told you last month that we must build good memories of home in our children.
所以我上次讲过，我们要在孩子的心里留下他在家里的这样的美好的记忆。
And this son has good memories of home.
所以这个孩子对他的家的有一个温暖的回忆。
When he's hungry, he can smell the bread baking at home.
他在小的时候在家里，他饿的时候，他可以闻到面包的香气，饭菜的香气。
So he starts home.
所以这个孩子就开始往家走。
And we see a father who loves his son without reservation.
我们看到一个毫无保留的爱儿子的这样的父亲。
You see, to reach our adult children, the first thing I want you to see is that we must love them without reservation.
所以要能够触及到我们的成年孩子，第一个我们要做的就是没有条件的、没有保留的爱他们。
This father loves his son enough that he's been watching for him to come back.
这个父亲爱这个孩子到一个到这个程度，他可以每天来留意他的孩子是否。
He loves him enough to embrace him and welcome him home.
所以他爱他到这种程度，他可以欢迎他，而且可以拥抱他。当他回来的时候
，He loves him enough to host a welcome home party, even though the son has shamed him.
他爱这个孩子到一个程度，即使这个孩子给他带来羞耻，但是他仍然愿意为这个孩子开一个欢迎回家的宴会。
To reach our adult children, we must love them without any reservation.
所以呢，要真的是影响，要能够触及到我们成年的孩子，我们必须要毫无保留地爱他们。
That doesn't mean that we approve everything they do.
但是这并不意味着我们就赞成同意他们所做的每件事情。
But it does mean.
但是确实意味着
that we love them.
我们爱他们。
Even when we can't approve of what they are doing.
即使我们不赞成，不同意他们所做的，我们
仍然爱他们。Now you might
say. 我们可能会说
But.You don't know what my child did.
你可能会说，你都不知道我的孩子做了什么。
How can I love him after he has hurt me so deeply?
让他这样的深深的伤害我之后，我怎么还能爱他呢？
I understand that.
我了解。
But loving our children is a choice. It's not just an emotion we feel.
但是爱我们的孩子是一个选择，而不只是不是我们一个。情绪上的一个感受。
You see, in our culture, love has become simply an emotion.
在我们的文化里边，这个爱呢，只变成了一种感受，一种情绪。
And so, when our children rebel, we think, I can't feel any love for them. Look how they shamed me, how they rejected me.
所以，当我们的孩子反叛的时候，我们会说，我没法爱他，他怎么，你看他怎么样带来羞耻，怎么样的来伤害我。
But biblical love.Is a choice.
但是那个属于圣经的爱呢，是一种选择。
It's an act of the will.
是一个意志上的一个行动，一个决定。
I will love this child.
我要爱这个孩子。
Despite what they have done.
不管他们做了什么。
We see an example of that in Romans 5.
所以我们这个看到这个例子最明显的就是在罗马书第五章第八节。
When Paul says, but God shows his love for us.
保罗说，基督在我们还做罪人的时候。
In that while we were still sinners.
基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死。
Christ died for us.
基督为我们死。
Do you hear
神的爱就在
这
向我们
显明了。The choice to love.
你在这句你看到了吗？这个去选择。
We had rejected our heavenly Father.
我们就是拒绝了我们的天父。
And he still loved us enough to send his son.
神如此的还是爱我们，竟然差遣他的独生爱子到世间来。
This was not some kind of warm, fuzzy feeling in God's heart.
这个不是在神的心里边一种美好温馨的这种感受。
In fact, he felt righteous anger at our sin.
其实神对我们的罪是有一种义怒的。
But despite his anger at our sin,
尽管神对我们有这种义怒，对我们的罪，
he made a choice.
神还是做了一个选择，
to love us enough.
如此还是爱我们到这个程度，
to send his son to die for us.
去差遣他的儿子为我们的罪，
that's love.
死在十字架上，那个就是爱。
And that's the love we must have for our children.Who rebel against us and reject us.
那个就是我们要对背逆我们拒绝我们的孩子所应该有的爱。
To make a choice to sacrifice our good for their sake.
就是为了他们的益处去牺牲我们的利益。
To do what is for their best regardless of our feelings.
不管我们的感受是什么，仍然是做这个对他们最好的。
That's how God loved us.
那就是神是如何爱我们的。
And that's how we must love our adult children.
那也就是我们要如何去爱我们的成年的孩子。
Love is a choice, not simply an emotion.
所以呢，爱是一个选择，而不仅仅是一种感受和情绪。
The second thing, let me say about this love.
第二点，关于这个爱。
It must be expressed.
爱必须要表达。
Our children must know that we love them.
我们的孩子必须要知道我们爱他们。
Some people say, yes, I love my child, but their child doesn't know it.
有的人就说，我爱我的孩子，但是他们的孩子却不知道。
The only time some parents express love to their children is when they're getting ready to correct them.
那个孩子唯一有时候知道父母爱他们，就是这个父母准备好要开始训诫这个孩子了。
Now you know I love you.
你知道我爱你。
But
但是
，and then we tell them what they did wrong.
然后我们就可以开始后边列一串他们哪儿做错了。
To reach our adult children.
要真的是触及，要影响我们的成年孩子。
We must express our love without a but.
我们要表达我们的爱，但是后边没有但是。
And that can be difficult.
那有时候是很难的。
Because some of us aren't very good at expressing love.
因为我们有些人其实很不擅长表达爱。
But they need to know.
但是孩子们需要知道。
We love them when we don't have any agenda.
我们没有任何目的，没有任何后边的计划的去爱他们。
When we're not getting ready to criticize something they've done，
在我们不是要准备好要去批评他们所做的一些事情。
When we're not getting ready to give them advice，
也不是说我们要准备好给他们建议。
Just a text，
就给他们发一个短信
，or a phone call，
或者给他们一个电话
，that says，
就说
，I love you，
我爱你。
That's all，
就这样。
No but，
没有。但是
Just, I want you to know,
就是我要你知道
I love you.
我爱你
Loving our children, our adult children, means admitting sometimes we're wrong.
爱我们这个成年的孩子也意味着有的时候要承认我们错了
How many of you like to say I'm wrong?
多少人喜欢说我错了
I think you translated my question wrong.
我觉得他说是不是我把这个给翻译错了
Let me ask it again
我再问一句
How many of you like to say I was wrong
多少人喜欢说我错了
A few of you okay
还有几个
And it's especially hard to say to our children I was wrong
尤其对我们的孩子说我错了这个更难
I told you last month, sometimes we need to say to our children at home, I'm sorry, I was wrong.
上个月我们就说过我们需要对我们的孩子说我对不起我错了。
And sometimes we need to say to our adult children, I'm sorry, I was wrong.
有的时候我们需要对我们的成年孩子说对不起我错了。
Several years ago, one of my children did something that I disagreed with very much.
所以几年以前呢我有个孩子做的事情呢反正我是非常的不赞成。
They were old enough that I could no longer control their decision.
他们已经长大了，我没有办法再控制，就是告诉他们该怎么决定。
But I could tell them what I thought.
但是我可以给他们讲我的想法。
And I did.
我也的确这么做了。
And I think I was right in what I told them.
我也觉得我给他们讲的是对的。
But in telling them,
但是给他们讲的时候呢？
I remembered a Bible verse.
我就想起来一句圣经经文。
And you know, if you can quote the Bible at them, you've got them.
所以你知道吗？我这要是能给他们讲圣经经文，那就是更有权柄了。
And I said.
然后我就说了。
Don't you know what the Bible says? And I quoted it.
然后我就说，你知道这个圣经上怎么讲吗？我就引用了这个圣经。
I wasn't trying to be deceitful.
我并不是想要隐瞒什么。
But In the heat of the argument,
但是在我们这个讨论很激烈的时候
I had not looked to see what the rest of the verses in that chapter meant.
我就没有仔细的去看这个经文在这个上下文里到底是从哪个上下文出来的
But my child had.
但是我孩子知道这整段经文
And my child said, Dad.
然后我孩子就说爸爸
That verse doesn't have anything to do with this situation.
这个经文跟我们这个现在讨论的情况没有任何相关
I looked it up.
然后我就看去圣经。
They were right.
他们是对的。
And at that point, I had a choice.
在那个时刻，我有一个选择。
Some of you have faced this choice.
有的时候，我们也面对这样的选择。
Option one.
第一个选项。
I'm your dad.
我是你爸。
I'm a Bible college professor.
我是圣经学院的这个教圣经的教授。
And I'm a pastor.
我也是牧师。
Don't you try to tell me what the Bible means.
你别想告诉我圣经是在讲什么。
And I might have won the argument.
然后我可能就赢了这个辩论了。
But I would have lost my child's trust in their father.
但是呢，我会失去孩子们作为我作为对父亲的这个尊重。 这个信任。
Much harder option.
但是另外一个更难的选项就是。
Was to say.
对，就是说。
You're right.
你是对的。
I was trying too hard to win the argument.
我就是很想去，这样我们讨论的时候呢，我要就是要赢你。
That verse doesn't mean what I said.
然后这个经文呢，其实并不是这，跟我们的情况是没有相关。
I was wrong.
我错了。
Loving our children.
所以爱我们的孩子。
Means loving them enough to be humble when we blow it.
就是意味着当我们弄砸弄糟的时候呢，我们可以谦卑下来。
Some of us need to call one of our adult children.
我们其中的某些人可能需要去给我们的成年孩子打电话。
And have a very painful conversation.
有一个令人很痛苦的一个谈话。
Number one, I love you.
第一点，我爱你。
Number two.
第二点。
I was wrong.
我错了。
Some of the things I said to you.
我有些对你说的话。
I wouldn't want anyone to say to me.
我对你说的话，我可不想让任何人对我这样说。
My attitude was wrong.
我的态度也是错的。
My words were hurtful.
然后我的言语挺伤害人的。
Please forgive me.
请你原谅我。
To reach our adult children for Christ, we must love them without reservation.
所以呢，要赢得就是要影响我们的孩子归向神。
We must love them even when we don't feel love.
而且要在我们感觉不到爱的时候，还是去爱他们。
We must love them without any but.
我们爱他们不能后边还加了一个但是。
We must admit when we're wrong.
但我们要承认我们错了。
There's a second thing I want you to see about reaching our adult children.
所以还有第二点，我们要如何来影响我们、触及我们的成年孩子。
The son gets in trouble.
这个孩子呢是搞了一大堆麻烦。
He starts back home.
然后就开始回家了。
Verse 20, and he arose and came to his father.
于是起来往他父亲那里去。
But while he was still a long way off.
但是呢，相离还远。
His father saw him,
他父亲看见,
felt compassion,
就动了慈心,
and ran and embraced him and kissed him.
跑去抱着他的颈项, 连连与他亲嘴。
To reach our adult children,
所以呢, 要真的是触及, 要真的是挽回我们, 影响我们的成年孩子。
We must wait with patience and hope.
我们要耐心的等带着盼望来等待。
Do you hear what it says? When he was still a far, long ways off, his father saw him.
你有没有看到这一句第二十节说他们相离还远，他的父亲看见。
That tells me this father is watching for his son.
所以这里就看到这个，其实这个父亲在等着，在看着孩子回来。
And this hasn't been 24 hours.
这个已经是不是说只是过去一天，这个父亲在等
他回来。This has been long enough for the boy to go away.
这个父亲等了多久呢？就这个孩子离开家。
Spend his entire inheritance.
把他所有的资产都浪费浪荡掉了。
Come back and find a job in a pig pen.
然后呢，又去那个在猪圈里找了个工作。
Get tired of that job.
然后那个在猪圈里面实在是过不下去了。
And decide to come home.
这时候才决定回家。
And all that time.
所有的这一切，这时间。
Dad is watching for his son to come home.
这个爸爸在等着，就在留意儿子。
I can imagine some neighbors stopping to talk to this dad.
我能想象，这有时候邻居呢就过来跟爸爸说
"What are you sitting looking down the road for?"
你在那坐着，往那边路的远方，在那看什么呢
？I'm watching for my son.
我在看儿子是不是回来了
？You need to get over it.
然后这邻居会说。你应该放下了。
It's been a year.
已经过了一年了。
That kid is not coming back.
那孩子不会回来了。
He couldn't wait to be gone.
他就是迫不及待的要离开家。
I know that.
爸说我知道。
But he's my son.
但是他是我儿子。
I'm not giving up hope.
我不会放弃希望。
Can't you even remember what he did to you?
邻居说，你记得他过去怎么对你的吗？
He took everything.
所有他的财产都带走了。
He doesn't deserve your love.
他可不值得你的爱。
Yeah, I know what he did.
然后爸说，我知道他做了什么。
But he's my son.
但是他是我的儿子。
I'm not going to give up hope.
我不会放弃希望。
Look.
看看，睁开眼。
Just be thankful you've got one son that stays home and works hard.
你该感谢呀，起码你还有个儿子待在家里边，那个很努力的工作。
Oh, I know, I'm thankful.
对，我知道，我很感。
I love my older son.
我爱我的大儿子。
I'm proud of him. He's a good boy.
他是一个好孩子。
But I'm not giving up on my younger son.
但是我不会放弃我那个小儿子。
He refuses to lose hope.
这个父亲他拒绝放弃希望。
Parents.
父母们。
Sometimes we have to wait years to see our child return to their heavenly father.
有的时候我们要等很多年才能看到我们的孩子归回到我们的天父。
It seems hopeless and we're tempted to give up.
看起来很没有希望，我们很想就是放手，就是放弃。
But can I remind you of something?
但是我可以提醒你们吗？
For every one of us here,
我们其中的每一个人，
our heavenly father waited for years.
我们的天父等了我们好多年。
We ran for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years.
我们可能就这样的自己在外边跑十年、十五年。
And he did not give up.
神，我们的天父没有放弃我们。
The father in this story is a picture of what we must be.
这个浪子比喻中这个父亲的形象就是我们要成为的样子。
It's a picture of our heavenly father and how he waited for us.
他就是我们在天上的天父的形象，他是如何的来等待我们。
And it's a picture of who we must be.
也是我们要成为的样子。
As we love our children the way our heavenly father loved us.
就像我们的天父爱我们一样，我们这样来爱我们的孩子。
Let me quickly suggest three things we should do as we wait for our children.
当我们等待我们的孩子，我们很快的来讲三件事我们可以做的。
One, we should pray as we wait.
当我们等待的时候，让我们来祷告。
I know that seems simple.
那个听起来很简单。
But I told you last month.
但是上个月我讲过。
Your heavenly father loves your child even more than you do.
你要知道，我们的天父比我们更爱我们的孩子。
And so day after day.
So,
you can pray for them knowing that God loves your child and wants to bring them home.
So, you need to pray every day for your child, knowing that God loves your child and wants to bring them home. So, you need to pray every day for your child, knowing
that God loves your child and wants to bring them home. So, you need to pray every day for your child,
knowing that God loves your child and wants to bring them home. So, you need to pray every day for your child, knowing that God loves your
child and wants to bring them home. So, you need to pray every day for your child, knowing that God loves your child and
wants to bring them home. So, you need to pray every day for your child, knowing that God loves your child and wants to bring them home. So, you need to管理或者来弄好我们的这个成年孩子。
We can't force them to follow God.
我们没有办法强迫他们去跟随神。
We can't fix them.
我们没有办法把他们弄
好。And in prayer we are saying, God.
所以在祷告中我们说是神呐。
I admit.
我承认。
I'm helpless in this situation.
在这个状况中我真的是没有任何的没有无力，真的是无力。
I can't solve it.
我没法解决这个问题。
I need you.
我需要你。
Our prayer expresses our helplessness to solve it.
我们的祷告就表现了我们在解决这个问题的完全无力。
But praying also expresses our hope.
但是祷告也意味着我们的盼望。
Because when we pray, we are saying, God, I can't do it, but I know that you can.
在我们祷告的时候，我们其实向神说的，神啊，我做不到，但是我知道你可以。
And so I am putting my child in your hands.
所以我把我的孩子放在你的手中。
I've told you before about George Mueller praying for 52 years for an unsaved friend.
所以我以前讲过这个乔治穆勒，他为一个未信主的朋友祷告了52年。
If he was willing to pray 52 years until a friend became a believer.
所以他如果能为他未信主的朋友祷告52年之久。
Shouldn't you and I be willing to pray for our children as long as it takes?
我们不应该为了我们的孩子祷告吗？
Prayer that says I will not give up.
祷告就意味着我们不会放弃希望。
We wait.
我们等待。
With prayer.
我们在祷告的时候，我们在等待的时候祷告。
And then this is difficult.
第二点，这个也是困难的，这个也是
艰难的。But we wait without blaming ourselves.
在我们等待的时候，我们不会去责备自己，不要责备自己。
I put myself in that father's position in the parable.
我把自己放在这个比喻中的父亲的位置。
And I can imagine him making a list of things he did wrong.
他是没法去想象说他列个清单，自己都过去做错了什么。
Maybe I spoiled him. Maybe I was too easy on him.
也许我太宠他了，我对他太，就是太放纵了。
It's my fault.
都是我的错。
Or
或者
maybe I was too hard on him.
或者我对他太严了。
Maybe I should have been easier.
我应该是不是放松一点，就对他柔软一些
？I guess it's my fault.
我想这是我的错。
But we don't see any of that.
但是我没有看到任何这样的。
He just waits.
他就是等着。
Patiently.
耐心的等待。
Watching.For his son.
然后留意看着他的儿子。
Parents,
父母们。
Let me give you some bad news.
给你一些坏消息。
Your children have probably already told you this.
你的孩子可能已经告诉你这些。
But let me remind you.
我再次提醒。
You were not a perfect parent.
你不是一个完美的父母。
You made some mistakes.
你知道你也做过犯过错。
That's the bad news.
这是坏消息。
But let me remind you of the good news I gave you last month.
你让我提醒你上个月所给你的好消息。
God's grace.
神的恩典。
Is greater than our failures.
神的恩典大过我们的失败。
You see, many of us, from the day our baby is born, we live on a guilt trip.
很多人在我们的孩子一出生，我们就活在这个罪疚之中。
Am I feeding him enough?
我给孩子这个吃的够多吗
？Feeding him.Too much?
吃太多了吗?
Am I keeping up with all the right vaccinations and all of this stuff?
然后我给他们做了这些都对不对呢?
And I can't forget that I'm in a Chinese church.
我都忘了我是在华人教会。
He's already 2 years old. Am I too late to get him on the waiting list at Harvard? Maybe I waited too late.
孩子都两岁啊，我是不是应该现在把他放在那个哈佛大学的候选名单上啊？这太晚了吧，我行动太迟了吧。
We're really good at guilt and blame.
所以我们很擅长愧疚或者自责。
But guilt and blame accomplishes nothing.
但是愧疚跟自责什么都做不了。
It makes it harder to restore our relationship with our children.
让我们跟我们孩子的关系的重建变得更艰难。
Admit your errors.
然后也会sorry.
Admit your error.
所以呢，承认你的错误。
And then move on.
然后向前走。
Let God's grace overcome the past.
让神的恩典胜过这个过去。
We wait without blaming ourselves.
所以我们在等待的时候，不是去责备自己，在清算自己。
How do we reach our adult children?
我们如何来触及到、影响到我们的成年孩子呢
？We love them without reservation.
我们毫无保留地爱他们。
We wait with patience and hope.
所以我们耐心地等候
Finally,
带着盼望、最后
When they return from the pig pen,
所以当他们从猪圈里归回的时候
We welcome them without shame
当他们从猪圈里归回的时候我们不会说让他们没有觉得羞耻地来欢迎他们
And the son said to him Father I have sinned against heaven and before you I am no longer worthy to be called your son
儿子说父亲我得罪了天又得罪了你从今以后我不配称为你的儿子
And the father said
但是父亲说
And I'm adding one little phrase here
我加了一句
Shut up son
闭嘴儿子
Bring the best robe
所以把那个最好的袍子给拿出来给他穿上
Bring the fatted calf and kill it
把那个最好的这个肥牛给宰了
Let's eat and celebrate.
让我们吃喝快乐庆祝
For my son was dead and is alive again.
因为我这个儿子是死而复活
He was lost and is found.
失而又得的
And they began to celebrate.
然后他们就开始庆祝
Do you see how the father receives his son?
你看到这个爸爸是如何来接待这个儿子回来吗
No blame.
没有责备
No.I tried to tell you.
没有说，我原来想跟你说了，我要跟你说。
No, how could you have done this to me?
没有说，你怎么能这么对我呢
？Just compassion.
只是这个怜悯慈心。
Restoration.
然后一个恢复。
A party.
然后有一个宴会。
Some of our children.
我们有的孩子，有些我们的孩子
might want to come home.
想要回家，可能他们是想回家。
But they know how much they're going to have to grovel when they get there.
但是他们到了家之后，他们知道他们所要面对的。
And it's no fun to grovel.
所以他们就觉得好像得那个 怎么说呢，就是很羞耻，很屈卑躬屈膝的回来，他们有的人不想这样子回来。
Our children need to know that we will welcome them without shame.
所以我们的孩子需要知道，他们回来，我们不会让他们觉得好像很羞愧、很羞耻。
There's a scene in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
我们知道有个那个《纳尼亚传奇》里边的第二本是讲这个狮子、这个女巫还有这个衣柜。
Edmund has betrayed his siblings to the White Witch.
所以他那个二儿子那个 Edmund， 他就是背叛了家族，就投靠了这个女巫。
And for those of you who are offended that I read a book with a witch in it, just forgive me.
所以如果有人觉得说，哎，我怎么会读《纳尼亚传奇》里有这个女巫？你那个过去。
Aslan has disciplined Edmund.
那个狮王阿斯兰他已经管教了这个Edmund。
And now he brings the boy back to Peter, Susan, and Lucy.
他就把这个孩子带回到他的兄弟姐妹中间。
And Aslan knows what's going to happen.
然后那个阿斯兰，这个 Edmund 就是这个孩子，他知道会发生什么。
How could you do that to us?
那他的兄弟姐妹说
，You almost got us killed.
你这个都让我们差点都死了。
And so he says.
所以阿斯兰就说
，Here is your brother.
说这是你的兄弟。
And there's no need to talk to him about his past.
没有必要再给他谈他的过去，他的过往。
Welcome him.
就欢迎他。
Without shame.
不要说让他觉得羞耻的这样来欢迎他。
If we want our children,
如果我们想要我们的孩子
children,
我们成年的孩子
to come home,
来回家
we must allow them to return.
我们要允许他们回来。
Without shame.
不需要说感觉很羞耻。
Without constant reminders of the past.
不需要持续的提醒他们的过往。
We must celebrate their return.
我们必须要庆祝。
I was attending a church.
我在参加一个教会。
And a teenage boy in the church had gotten trouble.
那这个教会里面有一个青少年的孩子，他就是自己就是有麻烦。
His parents sent him away to live withgrandparents for a few months.
所以他的父母就把他送到他的祖父母家里去住了几个月。
Came back finally.
最后这孩子回来了。
And on Sunday, everyone in the church wondered what was going to happen.
所以到星期天的早晨，大家都在看，哎，到底会发生什么事呢？
Because everybody in the church knew what had happened to the with the son.
因为大家都知道这个孩子干了什么事儿，有什么麻烦。
Some people thought.The family would probably be too ashamed to come to church.
所以有的觉得这个家里面可能觉得太不好意思了，不敢不再来教会了，不来教会。
Or maybe they would come but leave their son at home.
或者就父母自己来，把孩子留在家里。
Or maybe they would come in late.
或者晚点来。
Sit on the back row.
坐在最后一排一个角落里。
And leave early.
早点走。
But on that Sunday morning, the parents I watched as they did something very surprising.
但是那个我就看着那个星期天的早晨，他们父母做了一个很令大家意想不到的事情。
They got there early.
他们就早去了教会。
They walked to the front row, right here where you two young men are.
所以他们就走到第一排，就是有两位年轻人坐的地方。
Here was dad.
那是爸爸。
There was mom.
妈妈坐在旁边。
And their son, right in the middle.
就这个孩子坐在父母之间。
I talked to them later.
然后我之后就跟他们谈。
And this is what they told him.
这是他们告诉我的。
We wanted our son to know.
他说我们想要我们的儿子知道。
We are not ashamed of you.
我们不会因为他所做的为他感到羞耻。
We've disciplined you.
我们已经管教了你。
There's been consequences.
那有后果。
But you're our son.
但是你是儿子，我们的儿子。
And we are not ashamed.
我们不会因此你做的这些感对你感到羞耻。
Do you remember when you became a Christian?
当你记得你信主的时候。
Do you remember how God made you grovel and beg and plead for mercy?
难道你记得神是让你在那儿卑躬屈膝，在那儿求神给你怜悯吗？给你慈悲吗
？No, you don't remember that.
你不记得那个，对不对
？Because God didn't do that to you.
因为神没有这样对待你。
God welcomed you.
因为神欢迎你。
He welcomed me.
他也欢迎了我。
I had run away.
我就是逃离，就是从家离家出走。
And he welcomed me.
但是神竟然还是欢迎我。
And that is how we must welcome our children.
那也就是我们如何来欢迎我们的孩子。
Back in the 19th century,
在十九世纪的时候
there was a woman was traveling across the Midwest by train.
有一个女士，她那时候都坐火车，她坐火车穿过这个中西部。
She was at the in the window seat.
她是靠窗户的座位。
And there was a young man in his early 20s seated next to her.
就是大概就二十岁出头，坐在她旁边。
He kept leaning across her, looking out the window, reading the signs.
这个女这个小孩就不断的伸探出头，就往看窗户往窗户外边看那种各种标志。
Finally, she says, "What are you looking for? What's going on?"
这个女士就问他说：“你在看什么呢？你到底在急着看什么？”
He said.When I was 15,
这个小孩说，我十五岁的时候
，six years ago,
六年前
，I left home.
我离开家。
I was angry with my dad.
我对我爸爸生气。
I was tired of the rules.
我已经受不了这些规则。
And we lived on a farm, and I was tired of doing chores.
然后我们住在那个农场，我天天得干活，我也不想再干活了。
So I packed a bag.
所以我就打包。
I left a note on the bed.
然后我就在我的床上留了一张纸条。
And my parents haven't heard from me in 6 years.
然后我的父母六年之久，我父母没有我的任何信息。
Life in Chicago is hard.
但是呢，在芝加哥的生活可不容易。
I want to go home.
我现在想回家了。
So yesterday.
所以昨天呢
，I begged someone for enough money to buy a train ticket.
我就求一个人给了我足够的钱，就是买这个车票。
And enough money to send a telegram to my parents.
然后呢，也有一点钱呢，可以给我父母发一封电报。
This railroad runs right past my parents' farm.
所以这个铁路呢，就正好经过我父母的这个农场。
And there's a big oak tree.
在那儿有个大的橡树。
Beside the track.
他说就在这个火车道旁边。
I don't know if my parents will let me come home or not.
我不知道我父母会不会让我回家。
I said some very harsh things before I left.
我离开家的时候对父母说了一些很令人伤心的话，很难过的话。
So I sent a telegram to my dad.
所以我就送了个电报给我父亲。
And asked him to put a ribbon on that tree if I'm allowed back home.
我就跟我父亲说，如果我被允许回家，就在这个树上挂一个丝带。
If I see a ribbon on the tree, I'm going to get off the train at the next station and walk home.
如果我在这个书上看到那个丝带，那我就在下个火车站，就是下车然后回家。
But if they don't want me back,
如果他们不要我回家
，there'll be no ribbon.
那就没有丝带。
I'm just going to keep going.
我就坐着火车一直走。
They keep riding.
然后这个火车就一直往前
走。He's watching the signs.
然后这个孩子就一直看这个。
Three more stations.
还有三站。
Two more stations.
还有两站。
Finally, he closed his eyes.
然后最后这个孩子就闭上眼睛。
He says, "I'm afraid of what my dad is going to decide."
他说我真的是很怕，我不知道我爸爸会怎么决定。
Dad's farm is just around the next corner.
然后他说马上就到了。他说
"Would you watch for me?"
他对这个女士说，你能不能帮我看一下
？He put his head down.
然后他又把自己头低下。
And as the train came around the bend,
然后当这个火车快到的时候
，The lady grabbed his arm.
然后这个女士就抓住他的胳膊。
She said, "Look at that tree."
她说：“你看那个树。
Look, look.
赶快看，赶快看。
There wasn't just one ribbon on the tree.
她说不是只有一条丝带。
It was covered with ribbons.
整棵树都是丝带。
Because a father didn't want to take a chance, his son might miss the message.
因为这个爸爸不想冒险，不想这个孩子看不到这个丝带。
This morning.
所以今天早晨
，Some of you have children.
我们有些孩子可能有孩子
who are far away
离家很远
some have run
有些离家出走
some have rejected God
有些拒绝了神
they've made it clear they want nothing to do with your religion and your church and your God
他们很清楚地表示他们不想跟你的信仰跟神有任何关系
And you may feel a lot like the father in Luke 15.
你可能感觉很像这个路加福音十五章的父亲。
My son is in a far country.
我的儿子在一个遥远的国度。
This morning.
今天早晨。
I'm asking you.
我就是问你。
To cover the tree with ribbons.
让你的树上挂满丝带。
Let them know they are welcome to come home.
让他们知道你欢迎他们回家。
Without shame.
没有任何的羞耻
without groveling
没有不需要卑躬屈膝，不需要来祈求。
That you love them.
你爱他们。
As your heavenly Father loves you.
就像你天父爱你一样。
And then this morning.
然后今天早晨。
Trust God.
相信神。
With your prodigal son.
把你的浪子相信神。
Your prodigal daughter.
把你的浪荡的女儿，浪荡的儿子。交在神面前。
You can't reach them.
你可以来触及他们。
You can't argue them back.
你没有办法靠辩论把他们带回来。
You've tried.
你已经试过了。
It didn't work.
但是行不通。
You can't shame them back.
你也不能说靠这样子让他们感到羞耻来回来。
You've tried.
你试过了。
It didn't work.
但是行不通。
This morning.
今天早晨。
You can love them back.
你可以用爱。把他们带回来。
And Heavenly Father,
我们的天父
who loves them more than we do,
比我们更爱他们
can love them back.
可以把他们爱，用爱把他们带回来。
Would you stand?
请我们大家站起来。
I want to have prayer this morning.
我今天早上想一起祷告。
For some of you, your parents, your children are still home.
对我们其中的有些父母，我们的孩子还在家里。
I want to pray that God would give you the wisdom.
求神给你智慧
to guide them,
去引导他们，引导你的孩子
to the God who loves them,
去引导他们到这位爱他们的天父面前。
But I know for some of you, your children are past your immediate influence.
但是有些我们的孩子已经过了这个我们能在家里影响他们的时间。
But I want to pray for you this morning.
我想今天早上为你祷告。
That God will love your children through you.
神通过你来爱他们，爱你的孩子。
And he will begin to draw them back.
神把他们真的是带回来。
God,
神呐、啊、
There are many hurts in our congregation.
在我们的会众中间，可能我们很多人心里有些难以言说的伤害。
There are parents who are heartbroken by their children's choices.
我们有些父母因为孩子的选择真的是心碎。
And there are adult children here who are heartbroken by the rejection they have felt from their parents.
有些成年的孩子因为他们从父母那里所感受到的拒绝，他们也是心里很难受，心碎。
At times it feels hopeless.
感觉真的是很无望。
This morning,
今天早晨
，Would you wrap your arms around the hurting people in our church？
真的是用你的温暖的膀臂，真的是拥抱我们其中觉得心里边受伤的、心里难受的、伤心的这些人。
Let them know how much you love them。
让我们真的让他们知道你有多爱我们。
Let them know how much you love their children.
让他们知道你有多爱他们的孩子。
And Lord, although it may be very difficult,
主啊，虽然是很困难、很艰难。
Would you give each of us the wisdom and the courage to do what is needed to reach out to our children?
求你给我们智慧，给我们勇气，让我们知道说我们怎么样来触及，怎么样来影响我们的孩子。
Would you begin to draw our children back to?
求你真的是把我们的孩子带回来。
Back to us, but more importantly, back to you.
不是单单带回到我们之间，更重要的是带回到你面前。
Help us to show love to them.
帮助我们来向他们显示你的爱
to show your love
显示我们的爱，显示你的爱。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求，
Amen.